Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 5:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Thanksgiving traditions are legion. Touch football, marathon cooking sessions, crowded dinner tables, and watching NFL games or movies with dessert on your lap. But this year won't be even close to normal. In Delaware, with coronavirus cases at record levels and hospitalizations growing rapidly, Governor Carney issued an order limiting in-home gatherings to 10 people until further notice. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on how families will spend yet another holiday during the pandemic.
Carney is basically begging people who don't live together not to gather for turkey and trimmings, or at least to limit the number of households celebrating.
Come up with ideas to have virtual Thanksgiving with our elderly family members. Order it from your favorite restaurant and send it over to grandma.
Many residents are protesting on social media, calling the governor a communist and a dictator and worse. One woman wrote that until Carney pays her bills, she will let whomever she pleases into her house. Yet many are doing their best to enjoy the holiday while following guidelines. Carol Arnott Robbins will have at most 7 family members in her Greenville home. Unless it's raining, they will bundle up and eat on her deck.
It is still in flux. We have 4 deck heaters, you know, the tall ones. It'll be a first to have Thanksgiving out on the deck with our coats on. But I think it could be really magical.
Paula Conitzer is attending a gathering of some 24 relatives in Milton. She reasons they are following the spirit, if not the letter of the law, because they have basically quarantined together in different homes for months. They don't go out except for groceries and a weekly card game. They're huggers, but now they only bump elbows.
It's all about family coming together and being thankful for what we have. We need to be together so that we can give each other the support that we need. And we're hoping we're all safe.
The daily average of new cases in the last week was 428, and more than 6 times as many patients are hospitalized than in mid-August. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.